This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Last week was such a fascinating episode we had with Ray Stanford, where he recalls his encounters with the UFO contactees from the 1950s. It's one of our best episodes yet, neighbors, so if you haven't had a chance to listen to it, I suggest you do so. In fact, Ray was so into it that we continued in the After the Paracast podcast, which is part of the Paracast Plus. But I'll tell you, with Ray, we can be flies on the wall, right, Chris?
He's one of the few people that you can really truly say was there and helped design the t-shirt factory. He was there. He met them all. He knew them all. And he's still going strong 50, 60 years later.
And what's so fascinating about all the particular episodes involved here, I know he mentioned one thing which was interesting about Daniel Fry. And the reason we brought it up is because one of our regular posters, Thomas R. Morrison, who has a great knowledge of physics and does a podcast with a physicist, as a matter of fact, I'm told, he was suggesting that Daniel Fry had real scientific knowledge about what has become current edge science in a lot of areas. And Ray kind of dismissed it offhand. And then Thomas has been posting lengthy messages in our forums. So take a look at it at forum.theparacast.com. Lengthy messages where he explains where Dan Fry had it right on. So what I did is I sent a note to Thomas and said, come on the show and tell us about this. And he will in the very near future. He has kind of a weird work schedule, he tells me, but we'll make it happen. So Thomas R. Morrison will be coming on the show. Next week we'll have Stan Gordon. And the following week we'll talk with a gentleman who was, by the way, an investigator with MUFON and has something called the World UFO Watch. And his name is Bob Sparing. So he's going to come on in 2 weeks. We'll hear from Alan Greenfield and a lot of other fascinating things. But today we've got a really interesting gentleman who's going to tell us why everything we know is wrong. Is that right, Paulino?
Well, as far as I know, yes. Based on a lot of experiences that I had early on in the early 70s and that my son Ben, who was obviously considerably younger than I am, has also agreed with it. And that's the idea that our paradigm, our way of understanding things is really very narrow. And you'd think that logically any intelligent person would realize that we're too narrow in our interpretations, which is just about everything. And you really can't see the whole universe from our own perspective. For example, the assumption in the field that I started in when I was studying for the priesthood, of all things, was ghost research. And the assumption was these are spirits of the dead. There is some sort of material world, of course, that we can see and some sort of material world that we can experience other than through sight usually. And that this is pretty much the way it is, sort of the 19th century spiritualist approach. But the very first case and subsequent cases certainly that I engaged in 70 to 72, those ideas weren't good enough. I was seeing things that just were not explained by that narrow paradigm. And later on, when I was running into people seeing ghosts of themselves or people seeing buildings that were there one day and gone the next, things of this kind, that were relatively well attested by other witnesses, you're dealing with far more than the typical ghost understanding as spirits and all this business. So that was sort of a beginning of this idea that everything you know is wrong. We include ourselves in that, Gene. I mean, it's not like somebody asked me if do you know everything? And I said, well, I really don't know. So, I mean, it's just, you know, it could be circular reasoning, and it's the first day of school, really, for all of us. In the UFO realm, everyone assumed, and in many ways still does, that you're dealing with nuts and bolts craft from other planets piloted by visitors from there.
And, if only sure, it was so simple.
Precisely. And it, some of these, it may very well be true, but there are issues with how to get here, as we all know. However, in the 1970s, when I was totally confused, at the end of the 70s, when I had encountered a case in Maine of a young girl who was a student at the University of Connecticut and at the same time was haunting a house in Maine. It's really quite dramatic what occurred. She encountered the people who lived in the house, and they were screaming and all this, and they finally wormed the whole story out of everybody. And again, something that really just nudged me over the edge into a conclusion that we really are all wrong, or at least not good enough, in our narrow paradigm, and began to look at what other possibilities could be occurring here. Why did people see ghosts in clothing? Why did I stand with six other people as witnesses in a lost village, so-called, an abandoned village all overgrown with woods in Connecticut in 1971, and everything but see an ox cart go by with a team driver yelling, a whip cracking, and hoofbeats, but we couldn't see it about 20 to 25 feet away. So these are all questions that led to a sort of love affair with quantum mechanics. Now, my degree is in philosophy and academic background in theology, so this is the farthest thing you can get from quantum mechanics. Or is it?
This is very interesting when you're talking, Paul, referring to this way. It's so much meets with what we're hearing from a lot of people we've talked to on the Paracast recently, and quantum mechanics has been dropped in at least three or four recent cases that it has something to do with what's going on.
Sure. Well, there are two physicists well-known who are famous enough not to have to worry about tenure and grants so that they can agree with us, Dr. Fred Allen Wolf and Dr. Amit Goswami. And they don't agree totally, but, I mean, they're very, very close to what we say. And when they've been on our show, they've maybe, you know, just sort of come pretty close to our own interpretation. But, again, we say, well, we didn't learn this in the classroom. Between Ben and myself, we've been sitting in the paranormal trenches for a combined period of almost 60 years. This explains things far better. Instead of spirits of the dead, we may have overwashes, intersects, and overlaps of parallel realities where the guy never died, okay, still alive. This goes to the root of everything that we are, the way we understand even things in our daily lives. You know, we frequently are asked, okay, well, I lost a loved one. How do I deal with this? Especially when they know you've been in the seminary, they think you have some kind of pastoral ability, which may or may not be true.
Well, you go on the computer, use your password, and it opens the door.
Effectively, yeah. And then there's a case, people having trouble in their house, they want you to go in and fix it, as if they're not even involved, you know. So these are all things that are deepened by a sort of new understanding of the paranormal. We don't even use the term died. It has no meaning in a world where, in a multiverse, if I may use the term, which essentially includes every single possibility. This is a current theory in quantum mechanics. Everything that possibly could exist does exist somewhere or some when, and where all time is simultaneous, as Einstein essentially proved with his book Relativity in 1952. So, when my mother translated, as we say, it's a very ancient term, people wrote in and a very, very, I suppose in a nice way, said we're very sympathetic.
Paul, go ahead. Okay. Paul, we're going to break in about 50 seconds. Go ahead, please.
Okay. And essentially, I said, well, how do you deal with the loss? You know, with your mother, Ben's grandmother. I said, well, it's not that she's still with us, but that we're still with her in many, many worlds where she never died, because it's really many versions of ourselves. It's all us, and it's one great big unity. So I have a better relationship with her now than I did before she translated. So that's our point of view on that.
Well, that's interesting, because multiverse has become a common theme in fiction. Even the comic book superhero shows now will depict different versions of Earth with counterparts to a specific character. You know, there's a version of that character on each Earth, or a slightly altered version. And once you reach, of course, the comic books and the superheroes, it becomes part of mass market and the mass culture. Very sure. Fascinating. I have an interesting theory I'll drop at you, Paulino, in our next segment. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Now, Chris, someone was suggesting in our forums, before I nuked the thread, that you're sounding too deep and guttural, and I was suggesting maybe we should give you helium.
Well, you know, it just comes out the way it comes out. I always thought that it was it's a fluid sort of malleable thing. It depends on my instantaneous mood. I can say it like this.
Well, now he's just being possessed.
That's scary, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's scary. Okay. Paul, so the suggestion here is that your mother still is alive in another version of Earth, perhaps.
Many others.
Many versions. And so if you try to get in touch with her, she might answer. I had a wacky theory, too, and of course there's no way to prove this, or the proof would be something that would be rather drastic. That is, when you die, you don't physically stop existing in your own mind. You are just living in a different universe where you're still alive. It doesn't mean you stop getting old or anything. But maybe there's a version of Gene Steinberg or Chris O'Brien that died at 23 or 37.
Yes.
But we go on in the next universe and it doesn't matter to us.
Well, I think that's quite plausible, Gene, actually. As a matter of fact, that's pretty much how we put it ourselves. We use the metaphor of the tree. Okay, the tree has thousands of leaves and one falls off. That's not you. You're the whole tree. Okay, and really, when you get down to it, we're kind of the whole tree. But getting past the narrowness is really the tough part. Now, when I was in the seminary and doing graduate work in psychology, I was working in psychiatric hospitals, more specifically state hospitals. They weren't all psych patients, but many of them were. And this was all hush-hush, of course, was to work with the diocesan exorcist, the priest, because when you'd be in a room with a patient, you know, the doctors would be there, diagnosed with some sort of psychosis, but stuff's flying off shelves on the other side of the room, or the guy's floating out of the bed, obviously this is more than psychosis, all right? So that's the reason we were there, and there were a number of exorcisms. But I just began to wonder, you know, is this really demons, and is it really the classic theological answer to this problem that we thought it was? And or in that house in 1974 with Ed and Lorraine Warren in Bridgeport, Connecticut, the refrigerator's floating off the floor. I'm standing there with three police officers and three firefighters, and we all saw this, and it's in their reports. Is this the spirit or the demon, you know, picking the thing up? You know, I thought there have got to be better explanations. Now, if I may, I can give you a perfect example of the narrowness of our paradigm and why maybe everything we think we know was wrong. This was in Ogdensburg State Hospital, upstate New York, 1970, I believe it was 70, early 75. There was a hallway in one of the wards, and the staff didn't like to work there at night, and it was considered that there was something fluky in this hallway. You know, haunted isn't the word they used, but it was implied. And it was a functioning ward. There were patients, and one of the patients, when I got there, claimed she was a psychic medium. And she said, I'm sure she was, and she said that what was happening was that there was a man who presumably had died, who was waiting there for his wife, who was also a patient, and he was going to take her home. The implication being that he was dead, she was going to die, and he was going to take her home. Now, aside from my idea that if you're dead, you're dead. You're not going to be doing anything, right? Which is why I don't believe death really exists. So I said, okay, I'm going to find out about this. It took me a long time to talk about this because it sounds like I'm doing the psychic medium thing, and that's not a good idea necessarily. And so, be that as it may, the chapel was in that particular hallway. So I disappeared in there for the better part of my stint at the hospital for the next 3 days. And the staff figured, well, he's a seminary student. He must be praying or something. What I was actually doing, putting myself in a meditative state, you know, you open the mind. At the same time, you're very careful. I dealt with enough, well, we call them parasites up to this point. The folklore calls them demons, to kind of know when they may be around and you want to stay away. To make a long story short, you do occasionally connect with someone or something that is either neutral or not bad, at least, or maybe even human, from what I was already beginning to believe were parallel realities. There was a man waiting to take his wife home, but he was in the railroad station across the St. Lawrence River in Prescott, Ontario, Canada. And he was waiting for the train to come in from Montreal, and he was going to take his wife home to their house. This is what I got from him. In the parallel world in which he existed, and physicists who believe this will say the laws of physics very often are very different from world to world, even if they might look alike. And in this particular world, the laws of physics were such that people could talk to their, and he used the word neighbors. And it took me a minute to think what he was saying, but he was talking about me. People from other close parallel realities, they considered them neighbors, and it was not unusual to talk to them. You know, had I been doing that in the halls of the seminary, I probably would have ended up in that ward. Today, your pocket's full of antipsychotic drugs, you know, but this was normal in their particular world. This psychic medium was picking this up, didn't know any other way to interpret it other than that this was a dead guy waiting for his wife to die, because that was the only part of the narrow paradigm that could explain what she was feeling. And she might very well have picked up this guy, but did not have a paradigm in which he could be a living guy and all this stuff. It had to be this narrow spiritualist thing. So that's an example of how we may be just misinterpreting these things all these years. And I could have been wrong, but it seemed very clear to me. So again, I'm just suggesting new ways to approach this.
Now, just to follow that, I suppose that some people who were put into mental institutions, they're seeing this reality and another reality, and sometimes it's difficult to decide which is which. Maybe living in two different worlds at the same time. Maybe, and that might exist to a lesser degree where people totally remember things differently. They went through the same experience, but it was totally different, and there's no way to reconcile it. And again, we'd say, well, that's because human memory is not perfect. Maybe it's the fact that reality is not a solid thing, even when we think it is. In this universe, we almost always see a little spillover.
Well, with a nod, Gene, to the fact that we have to be careful, we have to keep our feet on the ground, we have to live in the world we're given. But at the same time, I think you really put it very well. I think that we've got, and it's often today called the Mandela effect, okay? Now, sure, especially as we age, I mean, there's the possibility for confabulation and false memories and this sort of thing, but are they false memories? Why is it that Mozart was able to write brilliant piano concerti starting at the age of 4? Probably because he was aware of where he already is, don't even use the past tense, where he already is a brilliant composer somewhere and someone else, and that's how that occurred. In the same way, I think that we have memories of things that are happening to us in parallel lives, and I think one of the terms we use is deja vu, perhaps. You know, and other times, sure, there can be chemical imbalances in the physical brain that mess you up that way, memories and this sort of thing. I'll give you an example.
Before we have the example, let me break. We'll have some examples, fascinating information here from Paul Eno, about a reality that might be many realities, and what happens if you get a taste of more than one. With Gene and Chris, what will Chris do this time with the stinger? You're in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie Hammer knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie Hammer knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammer Knives. Custom knives made in America.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Paul Eno joining us, and he, of course, is telling us why everything we know is wrong, and he does a radio show called Behind the Paranormal at WOON in Rhode Island. Paul.
All right, Gene. Well, I was going to give an example or two of memories that may or may not be true or that may reflect parallel lives that are going on. Going back to Ogdensburg State Hospital, which is mercifully closed at this point, there was one particular day in 1975 that was really, really bizarre because everywhere I turned, some strange things were going on. And this is going to sound like a joke, but I assure you this happened. One of the doctors said to me, Paul, you have to meet this guy. I said, did you ever hear the jokes about a guy who thinks he's Napoleon? I said, well, this particular patient really does think he's Napoleon. So I said, okay, I'll go meet the fellow, a very old man who's in his 80s, and he was more or less bedridden, and he was in a room with several other elderly men, none of whom said a word. And I asked this man, I said, okay, well, I understand that you have memories of Napoleon being Napoleon, and he engaged in a 45-minute, one of the most brilliant monologues I've ever heard, lectures as it were, the history of Napoleon, Borodino, Waterloo, the whole thing. And it was as though he was there. It was really quite striking. And the knowing look in his eyes was really amazing. At the end of the conversation, I said, well, how did you find out you were Napoleon? He said, God told me. And the man in the next bed, who I didn't even see his face, he was lying there like a lump, rolled over and said, I did not. So I said, and I didn't talk to the guy about why he thought he was God or whatever, but I just left and I was kind of having a laugh inside. But this man who thought he was Napoleon, it was like if he wasn't Napoleon, then I don't know who he was because it was really quite amazing. Now, I've addressed groups of psychiatrists on this subject. the possibilities of going beyond our normal understanding of schizophrenia, you know, when people are hearing voices and all this sort of thing. You know, when they're listening publicly, the steam comes out of the ears and their eyes turn red. However, a number of them inevitably come up at the end in private, and they will say, you know, I've often suspected the same thing, that these people are experiencing real worlds that we just don't see or don't know about. But if I said that, I'd lose my job. So in science and in medicine, there is plenty of politics, and you have to be very careful. And the disciplined thinking required by science is very important. Peer review and this sort of thing, but there are elements of politics and things of this kind that don't let you go beyond a certain point in most cases, unless, as I say, you're so famous that it doesn't make any difference, as with the two physicists who more or less agree with us. So, again, I think we're looking at an entirely new paradigm. I think everything we knew previously is wrong, or at least not good enough. That can apply to history, theology, our knowledge of ourselves, our knowledge of the universe. And it's really, as I say, the first day of school, and we don't really know anything for sure. Stan Friedman and Kathy Martin wrote an excellent book called Science Was Wrong, and they pointed out things that were accepted by everybody, particularly scientists, and later turned out to be wrong, so that we have to have enough humility to realize that everything we know may be wrong, or, as I say, at least not adequate.
Well, there you go there. But I do think there were a few points where they said that science was wrong. Like on global warming, where science appears to be right, but then we're not going to get into that kind of argument because we get into the political realms.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about stuff that was...
thing that's always bothering me about UFO and paranormal research is so many people just stick with the old paradigms. So, yeah. You know, flying saucers are spaceships, abductions involve contacts with UFO entities... Ghosts or spirits of the dead, they don't speculate. Most of the discussion is not on what it would be or what it could be. It is on what happened. Well, this story, this case occurred here, and this house is haunted, and this sighting occurred there, and what did cause the Roswell crash? Sometimes you get really tired of it. I know years ago an old friend of mine who published a UFO magazine said, I'm tired of these sightings. This was like 1966. There's a guy named Jim Moseley, of course.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Good old
Jim. I never knew him, but yeah.
I worked for him. He was one of my first jobs that I had. I was working full-time for Jim Moseley. This is 1965 at $5 an hour.
Not bad.
That was a lot of money in 1965. To show you how much money, right now it would be like $38 or $39 an hour.
Sure.
In today's money. So, you know, I missed the thing there. If I just kept a job with that salary... unchanged, and just got cost of living increases all these years. But it's the thing that bothers me about all these UFO organizations. They collect sightings, but we don't get into what you and I and Chris are doing and what you've been doing so well in this episode, which is let's find out what's really going on. Let's look for answers.
Yeah, I think it's important to realize that, you know, that some UFOs may be craft from other planets, okay, whatever that may mean, but I think maybe the distinction is that instead of just traveling here in the normal way, they may use the multiverse to travel. When you think of time travel, and it's funny, I know a scientist who is working on time travel concepts, and he said, you know, you have a point. He was talking to Ben and myself, and he said, you don't travel back and forth in time, you travel sideways. Now, isn't that an interesting way to put it? Because if the whole thing is simultaneous, then there you go. In the same way, you could be on one planet, and if you had the knowledge, and you don't necessarily even need machinery. Shamans will tell you they do this all the time. You could move from one place to another without really even moving. If you just knew which boundary to cross, where it was, and how to control it, and this sort of thing. And this could be why... Ben and I, who have been specializing for the last 12 years in researching what we call flap areas of seemingly unrelated paranormal phenomena that are relatively constant, but that we believe are related because of the intersect points and the overwashes of these various worlds. And I think that they being the government or someone like the government, is very interested in this, because wouldn't we love to weaponize the paranormal, make it appear to an enemy that we can manipulate time and space by moving around through these boundaries. And every single time, and we're working on five different places right now, including Rendlesham Forest in England, where nobody thought to talk to the local people about what's still going on there, that you've got the military in one capacity or another showing up. Bridgewater Triangle in Massachusetts, Pennsylvania Triangle that we've just started last year in western Pennsylvania, just starting another one, the Leominster State Forest area in Massachusetts, the area of around Woodville, Texas, centered at an airport. I mean, I could go on, but there's always a military component in there somewhere, and strange things start to happen. So I think that we're not the only ones who are saying this, and as you say, Gene, the more and more guests are looking at this way. But it doesn't mean that it's not nuts and bolts craft in every single case, but I think they may be using the multiverse in one way or another, perhaps even to travel. But if you talk to people like Ted Phillips from Missouri, a very, very long-standing UFO researcher who has tremendous database of physical evidence of landings, he'll tell you that in the past 15 to 20 years, the nature of UFOs, at least as he sees it and it's reported to him, seems to be changing from the nuts and bolts kind of craft to more ethereal light balls, he calls them. We might call them orbs and all this business. And this is where you get into a lot of the crossover phenomena that Ben and I are interested in. People see these orbs in photographs, particularly digital photographs. Aha, spirits. However, if you see them outside and there's a funny being standing underneath, aha, a UFO. Maybe our entire paradigm is narrowed further by the fact that we label things according not only to our own paradigm, but according to the way in which we experience it. The context in which the phenomenon is experienced may have a lot to do with how we label it. That in itself can be misleading.
With Gene, Chris, and Paul, you know, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features. And most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know, the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I am readying the helium for Chris, by the way. The only thing is, the only people who do that, of course, regularly are people like Howard Stern. And I think that stopped being funny like 40 years ago, so we will not do the helium. Although I think certain people who speculate in this field would be better off with helium. But let's do some real stuff here. Paul?
Okay, well, we just had a book come out, Ben and I. It's the first one we've written together. And we go into this epistemology, how we think we know what we know, in one of the early chapters, science and the paranormal. One point that should be made along the lines of everything you know is wrong is that, you know, how do we know really anything? And the basis of Western thought really was René Descartes, who built his whole system of epistemology and mathematics on the idea that je pense donc je suis, I think, therefore I am, or I must exist. But it's interesting, a lot of people don't realize, at least as reportedly on his deathbed, he said even that's not good enough. And of course nobody covers that. But the idea has a lot of flaws in it logically. How do we know our thoughts are coming from ourselves? Is it the island theory, something Ben and I disagree with, that everything we are is contained within our bodies? Those are all things you have to believe to accept the idea that I think, therefore I am. And people say, well, math doesn't lie. Well, I mean, what do you mean math doesn't lie? I mean, well, 2 plus 2 is always 4. Well, no, it isn't. In the base 2 mathematical system, 2 plus 2 equals 2. So everything really depends on our point of view, how you approach it, and how broad-minded you are about it. And I think the paranormal is a perfect example of how narrow we are and why we need to go, you know, first day of school and do the best we can together.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good piece of advice. I wanted to add something about René Descartes, you just happened to mention, who, of course, is one of the founders of the Western, kind of the philosophic and actually scientific traditions.
Sure.
He was a young infantryman hired by the Spanish crown and was part of the army that was sent to subjugate the king of Bohemia. As a young man, of course, you know, he wanted to go out and see the world, and he was an aspiring mercenary. And after they went ahead and subjugated Bohemia, the army was marching back to Spain. And he had a very interesting dream several nights out on the march back from Bohemia. And according to Descartes, an angel came to him in a dream and told him a secret. about nature. He said, the angel said, the secret of nature is by measure and number. That was really where you can trace back the underpinnings of the Age of Reason and actually the beginning of the scientific age, if you will.
No, I think that's true. But I think the difference between the Western mind, founded on which he was a major influence, and the Eastern mind, as reflected in not necessarily even Greek thought, because that was the origin of the Western mind, but in some Muslim thought and some
Zoroastrian.
Zoroastrianism is the basis of most modern religious beliefs, including the immortality of the soul. And we have a whole chapter on that, too, as a matter of fact. The idea is that I think where it went wrong was that in the Western mind, and really in the modern mind universally, you take things apart in order to understand them. In the Eastern mind, traditionally, and this goes to the Far East as well as the Middle East, you put things together in order to understand them. I think this is a critical point in approaching perhaps a broader understanding of the paranormal. Even the modern investigative techniques when it comes to the quote-unquote ghost phenomena, you know, involving engineers' tools such as the electromagnetic field meter and all this, but, you know, you take things apart and you don't put them together. There is a certain belief that I at least suspect that very often when they're on these ghost hunts, something I discourage, by the way, and the temperature is manipulated by the quote-unquote spirit, that the investigator may actually be influencing the environment in that way. So these are all things that are not considered generally in modern quote-unquote paranormal investigation, which is based on this idea that you take everything apart. So
not only does the West have a habit of taking things apart, they have a habit of taking them out, bashing them, and breaking them into the smallest pieces that they can.
That's right.
Yes. And then start measuring.
That's true. So it is a matter of point of view, but I think you get farther if you look at the whole, if you have a holistic approach. And I think we're starting to realize that in the West. I think we're starting to realize it in medicine, that the human body isn't necessarily just this machine. You poke around like a car mechanic until you see if you can fix something. But it's a holistic approach. It's the attitude, the psychology, the diet, you know, everything you put in and everything that's in there already. And I think that same kind of approach to the paranormal is paved by the idea of the multiverse. Even the physical health, I think, can be affected by multiverse ideas that bring a great unity with a capital U, in the spirit of the most ancient peoples, Ubuntu, the African notion of the very ancient African notion of justice and freedom and unity, that everything we do affects one another. For this book, too, we did a lot, and for a previous one, did a lot of research with the Australian Aborigines and with some of the more ancient peoples. I didn't actually go to the Indian Ocean, but I knew people who had, and I was the Nicobar and Andaman Islanders of that area, have an unbroken tradition that goes back between 30 and 50,000 years, unbroken. The San and Khoisan Bushmen in Africa, their DNA goes right back to the bottleneck that occurred about 150,000 years ago when the human race almost ceased to exist. Their traditions are just, you know, millennia after millennium after millennium after millennium. And it's just, these are people to whom we should listen. And they have ideas about these things that are very much in line with what quantum physics has discovered, or thinks it's discovered, as far as multiverses and even the nature of deity, our own sharing in that. It's really amazing. It has universal applications for history, theology, self-understanding, psychology, and, again, the perfect example of having brought it all together. And these were our most remote ancestors. It's really, again, the first day of school, and hence the idea everything we know is wrong, or, as I say, at least not good enough.
Is it a matter, then, of maybe rediscovering, having gone down a path that just isn't working in terms of reflecting our reality, and now we kind of have to go back and figure out what we knew before and bring it up to date?
Gene, I think that's exactly right. The question is, how do we do that and have it be effective? In other words, you have a lot of people today who read a few books on shamanism, say. You know, they set themselves up as shamans. Maybe they'll go camping or take
they move to Sedona.
They moved to Sedona.
Or Asheville, and then set themselves up as shaman.
Sedona, the only place I've ever been where you get idle conversation on the street and inevitably turns to the paranormal. It's great. So you have to walk the walk, as pardon the cliche, and not just talk the talk. Any real shaman will tell you that you really have to grow up in it. You have to become part of the culture. And really, ideally, even if you were to learn a new language, ideally, you become part of the culture, because then you will begin to understand the language. There's a funny saying in Quebec. I spent a lot of time in Quebec, Canada, General Quebec in particular, many years ago. And there's a saying, qu'est-ce qu'il mange en hiver? What does it eat in the winter? And I says, what the hey does that mean? Well, you have to have been in Quebec and experience some of their culture, and you know how the winter affects life there, and it's just an old saying what is that thing? How does it survive in the winter? Explain it to me. And qu'est-ce qu'il mange en hiver? But unless you're familiar with the culture there or the lives of the people, then that part of the language might not mean anything to you. So the same thing, how much more so when it comes to understanding the human spirit or the experiences of the paranormal that we have. If our own remote ancestors had not experienced what they believed were supernatural beings or experienced questions they couldn't answer, things that needed explanation, we wouldn't have religion or science really today. And whatever it was they were experiencing, maybe they didn't understand it. But religion or science, what is the mother of religion and science? Really, it's the paranormal, the unknown, the unexplained. That's the mother, really, of science and religion, which, by the way, have not been at odds very often over the period, even of Western history, only now with fundamentalism.
Which is really stunning when you think about it.
Oh, yeah, they were almost one and the same, you know, for centuries. I mean, you know, the whole Galileo thing is often pointed, I don't mean to wander here, but the whole Galileo thing is often pointed to as an example of the narrow-minded conventions of the Roman Catholic Church and everything else. And yeah, there are plenty of narrow-minded conventions there. But in this case, he was not condemned. It was political, 90% political, and he was grudgingly respected by the Vatican as a scientist. So there's a lot of...
There's a difference between house arrest and decapitation or the rack.
Well, sure, exactly. So.
But we're going to break now before they decapitate us, the network. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.